Hello, this is Jaden Finder. We want to thank you for listening today. We would love to connect with you on social media. Now let's go into the live message.
Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 and 16. I'm still in the Christmas genre as far as the text, but that's really not what I'm talking about. Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. And when they departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, said, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod. I just want to tell you, there's a lot of Herods that's going to die in some people's lives this year. Some people, things that have been threatening you and attacking you and trying to hold you, they're going to die this year. So just get ready for that in Jesus' name. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and all the coast thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. The four greatest victories of this world are the birth of Christ, the death of Christ, the resurrection of Christ, and the day that Christ saved you. Those are the four greatest victories in your life, and you ought to celebrate those all the time. I'm talking to you tonight in the next few moments about the day after victory. This is the day after Christmas. I'm talking about the day after victory. You may be seated. You see, when Jesus Christ was born, it was a great victory. Demons were dismayed. Angels were celebrating. God the Father was ecstatic. Because Christ the Redeemer had actually been placed on planet Earth, and the plan had been inaugurated. It had begun that whosoever would believe could be saved. There was no plan for this except in retrospect. It all was contingent upon this. And when Jesus Christ was born, it was a great victory. That's where the Bible records that the trees clapped their leaves and their limbs together. That's where it records that the oceans and the seas rejoiced. All of creation rejoiced at the great victory of Jesus Christ's birth. But the Bible tells us one day after that, something grotesque began to happen. Let me explain to you that every time you have a great victory in your life does not mean the devil is going to go and lay down. He's going to be very upset that you were victorious. And many people lose what they have achieved in that great day of victory because they think that at that moment all the enemies are defeated and there'll never be an onslaught against them again. But Herod was so livid that Christ had been born and that the wise men did not come. He put forth an edict that all the children 2 years of age or under would be slain in all of Israel. And so the Bible tells us that Joseph and Mary were warned that they need to take Jesus and leave Israel and hide him in Egypt. Friend, I'd rather be in Egypt with Christ than I would in Israel without Christ. Any place is heaven if Jesus Christ is with you. And so Herod said, I am going to destroy all the children. What a plan it must have been. What an evil conceived plan that all those precious little children from 2 years of age were killed and put to death. The organization of this atrocity, the agony of this atrocity as the parents lost their little babies, but Jesus Christ was saved in Egypt. The point is that Herod failed to prevent Christ because the Bible teaches us that Christ, the Word, was hidden. Ladies and gentlemen, the Word is not always prevalent, but it's always existed. And in your moment when you least expect it, suddenly the Word of God manifests itself. And the manifest Word of God is what brings miracles in our life. And the Bible said it this way, and when Herod died, Jesus Christ was brought back to Israel. There's a lot of you that have been fighting Herod's spirits in this world, and they've been coming against you for a long time. But I want to tell you that 2019, and even maybe these days preceding it, are going to be a great day, because your Herod is going to die. And praise God, the hidden Word of God, the hidden Christ is going to come and manifest Himself in your life. Herod failed to prevent Christ, and I'm going to tell you what, he is going to fail to prevent Christ in your life. But the reason why Herod had such great wrath was for one reason. He feared that there was going to be a new king in Israel. He feared that. Let me tell you what, when Jesus Christ is born into our life and into our situation, it creates a great fear in the enemy's heart, because he realizes if Jesus Christ is king, it's going to be the end of his kingship. Jealousy always happens when you're blessed, and you need to be able to deal with that. Everybody does not rejoice when you get married. Said, she doesn't deserve him. It's a Herod spirit. Everybody does not rejoice when you get a new car. Everybody does not rejoice when you get a promotion on your job. There is a spirit of Herod in this world. And if you're going to be promoted of the Lord, you're going to have to be able to deal with that. And the only way to deal with that is to hide yourself in God's Word. Because the King Herod's spirit has no dominion, no authority, no power over the Word of the living God. Wrap yourself up in God's Word and say, I hear what they're saying. I hear their criticism. I see their jealousy, but I'm not going to denounce the blessing of God in my life. God has blessed me tremendously. And through the grapevine, I've always heard what somebody is saying about God's blessing in my life. But I just say that's that Herod spirit, and I don't care what they say, because I know the blessing is not the work of my own hands, but God has chosen to raise me up and bless me. And so I will rejoice in the Lord always. I will wrap myself in the Spirit, and then I will hear sooner or later the Herod spirit has died. That person that was trying to destroy the blessing of God in your life is gone, and now you are brought back to Israel to rejoice in the blessing that God has orchestrated in your life. And that's the word for somebody in this building tonight. There's a Herod spirit dying out of your life. Somebody that's tried to hold you back. A spirit that's tried to keep you down. And just all you've got to do is just keep wrapping yourself in the Word of God. Saying, I'm hiding myself in the Word of God. And when that Herod spirit dies, at the appropriate time, God is going to bring me out. And God is going to unwrap me. And God is going to reveal that I am the blessed of Almighty God. And that old Herod spirit will just be a faded memory. And you will rejoice and praise God, the God of your salvation. Hallelujah. I want to show you this. That every time after your day of victory, there's always going to be an attack on the day after. And how you handle that attack is going to determine whether you are able to enjoy the plan that God has got for your life. The Bible tells this in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 6 through 12. Let me read it for you. And it came to pass, as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, that would be Goliath. The Philistine would be Goliath. That the women came out, all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tabrets, with joy, with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. Oh, they took it just too far. You see, David was Saul's little boy until God blessed him more than Saul was blessed. because Saul became exalted. And God said, when you were small in your sight, I could use you. But now you're exalted in your own sight, and I have to find somebody to replace you. And your replacement is going to be greater than you were. Friend, God's got a new thing for this generation. Friend, I'm being blessed of the Lord. I've been blessed for a mighty long time. I was blessed yesterday. I was blessed today. And I'll be blessed tomorrow. But I in no way begrudge Pastor Brandon or all these young guys I see on television or all these young guys I meet. I rejoice. Because, praise God, my generation has slain our thousands. But we have to have a generation that follows us that will slay 10,000. And we need to rejoice with that. If we will rejoice with them, the overflow will come down into us. Even though we might be older and we've already served our generation for a long time, it's still going to bring a greater blessing to our life. But the Bible said, and Saul was very wroth. And the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000. And to me they have ascribed but thousands. And what can he have more but the kingdom? And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. And it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God came upon Saul. And he prophesied in the midst of the house. And David played with his hand as at the other times. And there was a javelin in Saul's hand. And Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice. And Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him and was departed from Saul. Friend, the very same spirit that was on Herod was now on Saul. Let me just speak to the people that have been in this church a long time. We don't want Saul's spirits on us. We don't want Herod's spirits on us. We want to embrace a new thing for a new generation. Praise God. We want to be a part of it. But, oh, friend, if you're not very careful, you will let the jealousy of somebody else's blessing ruin you. When God begins to bless you, the day after your great victory, there's always going to be a Herod spirit. There's always going to be a Saul spirit that says, oh, I wish that hadn't happened to them. I don't see why it happened to them. It didn't happen to me. But you've got to be able to deal with that. David didn't try to kill Saul. The Bible teaches that he hid from Saul because the Bible said this, that David hid the word in his heart. You understand how Joseph and Mary and God's plan was wrapped in the Word of God. It was all around them. You understand with David how he dealt with the day after the victory when Saul came in like a flood against him. He took the Word of God and he put it inside of him. You got to have the Word of God all around you. You got to have the Word of God inside of you and say, let me tell you something. My God will never leave me. My God will never forsake me. And my God will never bless me. And so the day after my victory, no matter what the enemy does, I'm going to give God the praise because it's always the same spirit. Saul was just as mad as Herod for one reason. Why was that? Because Saul was afraid there was going to be a new king. Remember, Herod was afraid there was going to be a new king. You can't let that spirit get in your spirit or you will be lost. And you will be taken out of God's kingdom. You've got to always put the kingdom of God first and say, this is what is best for the kingdom. And number three, this is the third point I want to make here tonight in brevity. The great wrath of Satan. I've talked about the great wrath of Herod, the great wrath of Saul. But now let's look at the great wrath of Satan. Revelation 12 and 12. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens. And ye that dwell in them, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth he hath but a short time. 2 Corinthians says this about us, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. You remember why Herod was so wrathful? It's because he thought there was going to be a new king. You remember why Saul was so wrathful? He thought there was going to be a new king. Do you know why Satan is so wrathful? He thinks there's going to be a new king. Because he's read the Word of God. And Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 through 6. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. When you got saved, that was the greatest victory of your life. But the day after you got saved, Satan had a brand new wrath against you, because suddenly you were a threat to him that he had never been before, because he had lost his place as a worshiper. He had lost his place as one of the kings of heaven. And he realized when you got saved that you were now taking his position as a worshiper, and he would never again return to that throne of praise, that you were going to be a king and a priest. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, every day of your life, Satan is going to come down with great wrath against you. But you've got to remember the great day that the Lord saved you. Remember that Jesus was born. Remember that Jesus died. Remember that Jesus was resurrected. But also remember the day that you were born again, and God filled you with the power of his Holy Spirit, and you now have the power of a king. Where the word power, where the authority of the word is, there is power. Where the word of a king is, there is power. You have that authority, and Satan has wrath against you before, because you got saved, you had no authority. But the moment you got saved, you've got the authority of the name. You've got the authority of the blood. You've got the authority of the Spirit. You've got the authority of the Word. And so praise God. You've had great victory, but you've never had a time in your life like now. Because in 2019, the Herod spirit is going to die, and you're going to rise up and realize who you are, that you're not a peon, but you're a king, you're a priest. You have this treasure in an earthen vessel, and you are going to be strong and do exploits and have the greatest victories you've ever had in your life. Stand on your feet right now if you believe this and confess it in your life. Lift both hands and begin to shout and begin to say, I'm a king and I'm a priest. And it doesn't matter what the Herod spirit or the Saul spirit or the satanic spirit says. I have been wrapped in the Word of God, and the Word of God is in me, and I can't fail. Hallelujah. Give God the praise tonight. Give God the praise in this house tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, Satan doesn't care when he defeats you, if he defeats you as a young person or as an old person, just as long as he defeats you. But the text that I've shared with you today have shown you that Jesus Christ will make you more than a conqueror if you're a brand new convert, if you're in your middle age, if you're a young teenager, or if you're in your 70s or your 80s, it doesn't matter. Praise God, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. And Satan despises you because you are a threat to him, and he knows you're a threat to him, and everything that was originally designed for him is now your possession. You are a conqueror, more than a conqueror. You are an overcomer. You possess every good thing God has made, and he will now not withhold any good thing from you. Give the Lord a big shout. I just wonder tonight if there's somebody in this audience that has spiritual discernment that you work with and live with every day. And you've recognized that 2018 has been a real year of attack in your life. Satan has orchestrated a real attack against you in 2018. If that's you, listen to what I'm going to say right now, because 2018 is closing out. And Satan cannot believe that he has not defeated you in 2018. And that Herod spirit that has been directed toward you is getting weaker as the hours ebb into the new year. And Satan realizes, because when somebody comes against you, it's not them. It's that Satan spirit, that same spirit that was on Herod, that was on Saul. It's that same spirit. Satan has to find somebody. And so he realizes that he is losing his agent that is attacking you. And remember this, that Herod did not prevail against Christ, and Saul did not prevail against David, nor will Satan prevail against you. You are on the birth of a brand new place in your life where that Herod spirit is going to die and be buried in the waning moments of this year. And you are embracing a brand new thing, and you will have brand new liberties in your life. If you realize that 2018 was a systematic, strategic attack against you, but you can catch the word that God has given you right now, that that is coming to an end, and 2019 is going to open up a brand new life for you. If that is you, not everybody in this building, but somebody that God is speaking to, I want you to get out of your pew and run down to this altar right now, and you need to say, Herod is dead, Saul is dead, Satan is defeated, but praise God, I am a king and I'm a priest. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shitababakosatalaboria. I believe 2019 is going to be the greatest year of my life. This is what I have in my vision. I like what Pastor Brandon said. You won't ever get provision unless you have a vision. You got to have a vision. Praise God. Sister, bring me a Kleenex. Sister Judy's not here and I don't have a handkerchief. You won't have provision if you don't have a vision. This is my vision. And my vision is not about me. You say, well, that's so unselfish of you. No, it's really not. The reason why my vision is not about me personally is because the Lord has already met all of my needs. There's not anything I need. So when you get to that place, praise God, you can shift your vision. My vision is for you people in this church. Some of you are going to be blessed to find that special partner in life. Some of you are going to find the job that you just wanted all of your life. Thank you, Sister Reba. Praise God. Some of you are going to get that promotion that you wanted. Some of you are going to have financial blessings come to you. Some of you are going to have ministry opportunities opened up to you. This church has, I don't know what our assets are, somewhere between $50 and $75 million with all the property that we hold. And we still owe a few million on that, which is a fraction. Our building payment is very small compared to what we owe. But this is what I see the Lord doing in my spirit. This is my vision, that the Lord is going to bless me so much that before this time, 1 year from now, I will be so blessed that I will be able to totally pay off this church, or this church will be debt free. That's my, I don't need anything. I just need to bless you. I need to bless this church. And I believe there's a day coming called 2019. It's going to be shocking. Shocking in the abundance that God is going to manifest in our life in the name of Jesus. I'm going to walk down this aisle and I'm going to touch every one of you. And what I'm asking is that God will touch you with the vision that you're supposed to have, like He has already blessed me with my vision. Because once you get that vision, then it's just going to be a systematic thing, day after day, week after week, and month after month in 2019, as God brings that provision to fulfill that vision. It's not selfish. It's not selfish to believe for yourself. I'm telling you what my vision is now. Well, 20 years ago, it had been more about me. Brother Charlie, I was a younger man. I had lots of needs back then. And so it's not selfish for you to have visions for yourself. I've just been brought to a place to where my vision is now for others and for the church simply because I'm fulfilled. It's not that I'm any more humble than somebody else. It's just that God has blessed me to the place where I can't think of anything I need. And so when you get to that place, you can become pretty generous. You can pray for other people. You can have faith for other people. That's where I am right now. And I'm just believing as I touch you people in Jesus' name, that God has given you that vision, is going to trigger that provision throughout 2019. That you'll have lives that you've never had. I don't care if you're 75 or 80 years of age. You can have a life in 2019 that you've never had. I don't care if you're 14. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. In the name.